I'm Kate Botello, and this is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. If you've ever been inside a costume shop, you've probably noticed a wall of clowns, you know, your cops over here, your angels, your demons, all that stuff. But have you also come across costumes featuring top hats with goggles on them? So what is that about?
If you spot someone and they've just kind of, they're wearing a pair of goggles like you would an Alice band, you kind of go, you're a steampunk.
That is Gemma Hewitt, otherwise known as Emily Ladybird. She's in the green room with us today to explain what steampunk is. By the way, if you're wondering what an Alice band is, that's a headband. So she's talking about using goggles as a headband. Now, this art movement is everywhere these days. It's got its own books, movies, music, even its own reality TV show. But right now, Gemma Hewitt is here. Gemma, thank you so much for joining us.
You are very, very welcome.
Now, Gemma, you are a steampunk author and artist. I wonder if you can let our listeners know who have not had the joy of discovering steampunk yet. What is it?
Okay. Well, steampunk has changed a little bit over the years, but basically steampunk started out as a literary genre and its idea is Victorian science fiction. So you're thinking airships, we're thinking adventurers, we're thinking maybe fantastical journeys, and now it's very much turned into a creative movement that encompasses art, music, fashion, literature and films.
And what is more of that steampunk view on the world?
Oh, wow. See, this is where it gets interesting, because obviously we say punk, and punk is a very British thing. And the whole idea of punk was rebellion. It was turning things upside down, looking at things with new eyes. Lots of people look at steampunk in a kind of way of mixing old and new. So you might have the wonderful Victorian lady in her corset and her boots and her lovely long dress, but she's not going to stay at home and look after the children and order tea from the cook. She's going to get out there and have adventures. Maybe she's going to take over an airship and be a pirate and sail to Mars. So that's quite a punk and revolutionary way to go.
Absolutely. I think a steampunk lady would be a lot more likely to be a pirate than a stay-at-home mom.
Definitely.
Now, in addition to, of course, wearing gorgeous clothes, and we'll put some links on our website so folks can see some of the wonderful pieces that you've put together, how do you incorporate steampunk as part of your everyday lifestyle?
Okay, well, obviously, kind of wearing an enormous dress every day isn't very practical in today's lifestyle. So I save my very, very best dresses for going to conventions and things like that. But every day I'm maybe wearing pretty lace-up boots. I've got interesting clothes that are a bit more punk with a Victorian feel. So I've got a little Victorian jacket on with a little lace collar, lovely velvet nipped in waist and a little bit of a frill of a peplum. And then on my skirt it says truth, love, beauty and freedom, which are of course the Bohemian revolutionary ideals.
Now, if we want to immerse ourselves in some steampunk universe, if we want to read or see some movies, what kinds of things would you recommend?
Okay, well, obviously, Jules Verne is the father of steampunk. So anything, the original kind of Victorian sci-fi by Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, those kind of guys started it all off all those years ago. But of course, that was contemporary for them, so it wasn't futuristic. In the modern age, we have wonderful authors like Philip Reeve. And in the film world, there have been people like Guillermo del Toro, the director, who gave us Hellboy, which has loads of good steampunk motifs. There are some great bands out there as well. You can have a little listen to bands like Sunday Driver and kind of just get a bit of an influence from all over, really.
Oh, wonderful. We have been thrilled to see you here, Gemma Hewitt, Emily Ladybird. Thank you for being on The Green Room today.
You are most welcome.
So if you're ready to enjoy some of your own time with a steampunk motif, Gemma has written a book called Steampunk Tea Party, and it's full of all kinds of great pictures and cool steampunk recipes, including a beverage that is intended to be served in a test tube or a beaker. It looks really cool. It's called the Creamy Green Fairy, absinthe being the main ingredient, absinthe, the green fairy, and we'll have that recipe for you on our website. And while you're having steampunk tea, if you want to listen to a little steampunk music, here's a little bit from Sunday Driver.
Some people bottle their lives, whisper their words, sharpening their knives. In sorrow, bound by a key, feeling my way, who is ever really.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler is our engineer. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Thanks to Aftab Gozar at the BBC in Derby. I'm Kate Botello. See you next time. And don't forget your goggles.
Inside this whirring machine, 10,000 eyes and nothing to be seen. Cold hands are turning the wheel, spin me a name, all I ever really feel. One voice, so clear, now it's all that I want to hear. Come show your face, oh mechanical angel. Show your face, my invisible angel.